When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, Caroline M. Diamond. That was a little extra, and it's a little extra because this is the season finale of this season. Yeah. So I choose because I could do literally whatever I want. And I'm not a fucking machine. I don't have anybody behind me. I don't have anybody backing me except my fans and myself and, you know, my friends. But I don't have anybody like editing this shit or writing this shit or giving, I mean, some people give me ideas, but it's my discretion if I use it or not, you know, my podcast, whatever I want. But it takes a lot out of me, and like, it's not a bad thing. And I started this podcast because I wasn't working a lot, and I was like, how can I get my voice, my artistry out into the world? And this was like my surefire way of, this is something that I'm literally in the driver's seat of a Mack truck, okay? And I could do whatever I want, and it's really given me an amazing ability to just, if you want to make it happen, let it happen. But because I don't get paid from this, and yet, you know, in my manifestation cauldron, that's literally what my podcast is. It takes a lot out of me, and it's a lot of work. So I choose to do it in like a season format of 28 episodes, kind of like how you would watch a television show back in the day when there would be 28 episodes, not just 8 or 10 episodes like it is now. Kill me. But I am going to take a little bit of a break. I don't undisclose how long that's going to take. I mean, I'm going to come back because I always have something to say. But there are a couple other little personal projects that I want to work on. I want to get into writing a little bit. There are a lot of ideas that I actually have. This is like a So Yeah exclusive, but I wrote a book in 2020/2021. It came out in 2021, and it's The Adventures of Carol and Kai, Volume 1. And it was all about me and my best friend, Kylie, who we all know here on the podcast. It was about how we bartended two country music festivals, and we had never bartended before, and we don't like country music. So it's a whole bunch of debauchery. I still have some copies of it in my possession, if you would like it, if you haven't read it yet. And if you're like, I'm not a reader, I literally say, it's like not even 200 pages, which is not that big of a book. And there's pictures. I say that my book is the book for people who don't like reading. So if you also get a little with reading, this is the book for you. Literally, this is the book for you. It's not that hard to read. I wrote it kind of in my colloquialism terms. It's not like proper literature. And at the beginning of it, I also recorded an audio version of it. So that also exists when you buy the book. La 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 la. Anyway, that's not a promotion of the book, which if you want to buy, you can buy. But I envision for that book to be a script. And so I had this idea last year, and I like slowly did it, and then I like stopped and then I walked away from it, of turning the book into a screenplay. And in my manifestation cauldron, I see it as, I don't know if it's like a movie or a TV show, but because we went maybe like 4 or 5 years after that initial book that I wrote, and it was different, we brought more friends, it was like a different experience. And I really envision it like maybe every season, it's the same vibe, but it's a different year that we go back. And maybe it's a 28 episode season, and every like 3 or so episodes are, like, each week. I don't know exactly how it's going to go out, but if you know anybody that has written a script and has experience with screenwriting, I would really love to talk to them, because I have the ideas, but I don't really know exactly where to start. And anyway, that's why I'm going to take a little bit of a hiatus, because I really want to focus in on writing. And so I have that idea. I have a couple ideas on the mix. Whatever. It's not all about me. Yes, it is. So anyway, this is the season finale of season 2 of the So Yeah podcast. And before I talk about my topic that I want to talk about, which, spoiler alert, will be Madonna. We are not surprised. I just need to turn this into the Madonna podcast. But I want to ask you, my viewers, if you're an avid listener, thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it. You don't know how much. But what would you like to see from this podcast? Do you like where I'm going? Do you have any notes of any sort? Like, maybe like the audio, it's not great in your car, but it's better in your headphones. Like, I need to understand what it's like from the consumer's perspective, which is really important to me. It's not something that, like, I live or die from, but it's important for me to know how you guys are intaking this. I do have something exciting. I got some stickers made, and it's like, I don't know if you can tell from the camera, but it's kind of like a little bit matte, has a little texture to it. So I got these made. And so if I see you in the wild and you are an avid listener of the podcast, I would love to give you one of my stickers for being a fan. And I was also thinking about some merch. Would you buy some So Yeah merch? In my head, what I would really love is a mug. I think that mugs are really cute. Would you buy a mug? Because there's no point in making it if I'm going to have 50 mugs at the house. So, would you like some So Yeah merch? Maybe it's a cheetah hat with the So Yeah logo on it. I don't know. Would you buy some So Yeah merch? And then please sound off in the comments or DM me. Or if you feel necessary, please message me with any ideas that you have, because I want to continue to grow this podcast and also this community and cultivate that in the way that I see fit, but also in the way that you intake it as well. So yeah,
our two fan favorites are back. Honey pepper pimento, pineapple dragon fruit, they're back, they're so back, yeah, they're bringing that flavor back. Honey pepper pimento, yeah, that pimento, pineapple dragon fruit, bringing that pineapple, they're back. Which favorite will you choose?
All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes. As my mama said, potatoes, yella, wash, water. That's that Baltimore Maryland accent coming out. But so I want to talk about Madonna. Surprise, nobody. As we know, I've been doing my Madonna deep dive discography, yeah, la, la, la. We know this. I've been listening to each album. What I didn't do, which is what I will do now as I'm getting into the next, in the new millennium, if you will, I should have been watching the music videos and the coinciding tours, because I think that that's really important and imperative to understand her trajectory, right? Because, like, she was the pop star. She created the pop culture landscape. And so I listened to Music, the album, which I'll talk about in the next season of the podcast, because I would like to go into that. But going backwards, I've watched three of her tours. Her first tour, which is the Virgin Tour, and then the Who's That Girl Tour, and then the Blonde Ambition Tour. And I also have watched all the music videos that fall under that blanket. I haven't gotten to, like, the Erotica era of the 90s, but the Blonde Ambition Tour was 1990, and in my head, when I was like, I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch all the Madonna music videos and the tours, I was like, I'm going to watch every day. I couldn't, because I had to ingest and intake every amazing thing that I was seeing. Okay. Because Madonna is a performer. She is the performer. Okay. And I said it before on the podcast that she's not necessarily the vocalist, which I still stand by, but she can actually really hold her own live and on tour, because, like, baby, this was before auto-tune. This was before in-ear. So mama is singing. Like, she's not singing with the backtrack. She is the track, right? So every tour has been amazing, and it had, like, its own amazingness in its own way. But what I would like to talk about is the Blonde Ambition tour, which was the most talked about tour of the time. It came out in 1990 and had all those beautiful boys. This was around the era that the Vogue music video came out. And when I tell you, I think I watched the Blonde Ambition tour a week and a half ago. I have thought about it every single day since. Not only have I thought about the choreography, which I believe is Vincent Patterson, I've thought about the choreography every day. The styling, the Jean-Paul Gaultier, which, you know, she's known for her cone bra, right? And that, like, nude leotard, which was JPG. And what I didn't realize watching her old footage is that the tour before that, the Who's That Girl tour, she actually had the cone bra. But it didn't make waves yet until the Blonde Ambition tour, when she really, that was when she was Madonna, yeah? And then she had these dancers next to her, which I think is what I said kind of about, like, FKA Twigs around Coachella. It was, like, the really good balance of femininity and masculinity with those male dancers. And I also feel the same way with watching the Blonde Ambition tour dancers. Like, they're definitely gay. But they did have this masculinity to them, which, you know, is of the times, which is of the era, you know. There are so many elements that was going into it, into the late 80s, early 90s, of being gay, being out, having AIDS. You're going to kill me if you're next to me as a gay person. So it was, like, so many levels about being a gay person. And they got to be gay on stage, which I thought that was really beautiful. And they ate down. They are dancing down. They are eating down. Madonna is eating down. And so I still haven't watched the movie Truth or Dare, which is the documentary type of style around the Blonde Ambition tour, which was really provocative for the time, right? It was, like, the first time that two gay men were kissing, which was a huge moment, obviously. And then I was scrolling Tubi, as she does, and I saw they have a lot of dance on Tubi. So shout out to whomever is at Tubi International. Like, thank you for supporting dance, because there are so many movies, dance movies that I've seen on there that I watched I've never heard of. Okay. And what I will say with that, with documentary style or whatever, you see a lot of, like, ballet or contemporary documentary style stuff around dance, right? And you don't see so much of the now you do, right? But this is back in the day. Documentary style around industry tour life. So there is something that I saw on Tubi, and it was the documentary about the dancers from the Blonde Ambition tour called Strike a Pose. I'm not sure if it's still on Tubi or if it's off, whatever. I thought and I watched that, I thought that it was such a beautiful representation, because it was 25 years after the Blonde Ambition tour. So now at this point, this documentary is 10 years old. So even still, this is old. Now they can do a 35 year update, right? So it was kind of like, where are they now? How was this experience for all these dancers? And it was really such a beautiful and sad an emotional lens of what it's like to be a part of a cultural phenomenon, to be gay when it was not okay to be gay. What happens to you after you book this dream job, which I don't believe that there is enough rhetoric around that, because that's, at least personally, from what I went through when I danced for my dream job. Yeah, like, there's a lot of conversation, like, yeah, live your dreams, live your truth, blah, 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 blah. Sure, amazing, love that. But nobody prepares you for what happens after you do your dream. That's the difference. And I thought that it was a beautiful representation of what it's like after the fact and like kind of like where are they now and like how they're feeling about it. And some people are still very sensitive to it. And I agree. Like if somebody interviewed me 25 years after, you know, changing the world, I would be a little emotional too. I did cry a lot. Yeah, I just thought it was really beautiful though that they gave dancers the platform to talk about it. And it actually made me really sad that none of those dancers talk to Madonna anymore. Rather, Madonna doesn't talk to any of those dancers anymore, right? Because it's the artist that needs to reach out to the dancers. Hello. But anyway, I'm still obsessed with Madonna, even more so than I think I ever was. Like, I literally, my entire Pinterest is now about her, because every tour I will go on Pinterest and I will just save a bunch of the tour looks because they're just so good. And now I just like want to put Madonna posters up on my wall. Like, is this what it felt like to be a teenage girl in the 80s and the 90s? Because I'm like obsessed. Like, it's actually insane. So it's not helping that the Confessions 2 album is still thing that's in rotation for me. Every new song that comes out, every new album, I'm like, let me just get back to Madonna. And let me listen so I can get back to listen to Madonna. Call it trance. Call it house. Call it love without words. Exactly. The Madonna podcast. So yeah, edition. Thank you so much for a beautiful season of So Yeah. I don't take it lightly that people will listen to this shit and will like it and, you know, will hopefully watch it all the way through, listen to it all the way through, listen to my debauchery, listen to my hoot nanny that I'd be doing, that I'd be talking about. But I really appreciate it every step of the way. I'm so glad that all of you are here with me. And again, please, if you have any recommendations or ways that I can grow or ways that you want to support me too, I still would love an ad. Yeah, I want it all. I want it all. Want it, want it, want it. The fame and fortune and love. Okay, this is not a Sharpay Evans podcast, even though, whatever. I can't even get into the High School Musical of my life and my DNA. So that is it for this season of So Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, and I will catch you sometime soon. So Yeah!